Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A stinging report on Operation Fast and Furious, how guns ended up in the wrong hands. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with the people who are supposed to be keeping firearms out of the hands of criminals, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF. Well, tonight we're getting our first look at a report that says several people from top to bottom at ATF failed to do their jobs in connection with the operation called Fast and Furious. That's the bottom line of a report by House and Senate Republicans, and it contains new allegations as well that we're going to talk about. We've obtained a copy of it. The bottom line, and I quote, from the outset, the case was marred by missteps, poor judgments, and an inherently reckless strategy. That strategy, a new one, according to the report, was to go beyond simply seizing firearms purchased from Mexican drug cartels by so-called straw buyers throughout the Southwest. Instead, says the report, Fast and Furious was part of a plan to let those buyers and the guns walk in hopes of identifying and busting entire gun-running networks. Instead, Fast and Furious guns began turning up at crime scenes in Mexico and here at home, including the killing of U.S. Border Agent Brian Terry in 2010, right before Christmas. According to the report, Agent Terry's death came at the end of a long chain of mistakes starting at gun shops. Quoting now from the report, the gun dealers were reassured that ATF was closely monitoring the transactions and interdicting the weapons. That was false. The report focuses sharply on this man, William Newell, former special agent in charge of the ATF's field office in Phoenix. Republican investigators concluding that Agent Newell authorized, encouraged, and endorsed Fast and Furious and let it continue long after ATF had the goods on these straw buyers. Quoting again from their report, Bill Newell had the ability and the duty to end Operation Fast and Furious much sooner than it did. Instead, the report states, it ended as a reaction to a foreseeable tragedy. The report alleges that Agent Newell, despite prior warnings during the Bush administration about pushing the envelope, reverted, in the words of the report, to the use of risky gun-walking tactics. His boss, William McMahon, also comes in for congressional criticism, the report stating, in McMahon's view, it was not his job to ask any questions about what was going on in the field. His supervisor, Mark Chait, is slammed for playing, quote, a surprisingly passive role, unquote, and failing to provide oversight. And his boss, Deputy ATF Director William Hoover, is accused of dereliction of duty in the report because he ordered the Fast and Furious be shut down but did not follow through. Finally, the report blames then-acting ATF Director Kenneth Melson for staying above the fray instead of ending Fast and Furious sooner. Brian Terry's family certainly wishes he would have. I spoke recently with his cousin, Robert Heyer.
This is about right and wrong. Operation Fast and Furious, everybody concurs, was a flawed operation in concept and execution. It was wrong. It was a huge public safety concern, and it remains a huge public safety concern. And just as Josephine said, our worst fear is to open up the paper or to read a news story where another Border Patrol agent has been killed or injured with an operation Fast and Furious weapon.